Today's Tanya, for the third day of Av, Gimel Menachem Av, is the beginning of Igeres HaKedesh, a collection of letters written by the Alter Rebbe on various occasions and on various subjects. We're beginning with Igeres Aleph, with the first letter, and it's on page Kuf, Daf Kuf Beis Amid Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 390. We open with a bracha. The Rebbe begins the letter with a bracha to thank God and to praise God for His goodness. Because I heard a good news, I heard the good news, and it gives me life. What is good news? Good means teza. And this is a letter that was written to a community that had just completed the study of the entire Gemara. As is the minhag, the custom to begin studying on Yutes Kislev and to complete the entire Gemara on the following Yutes Kislev. And particularly the completion of Teza, Teiras Hashem Tmimo, the completeness of Teza, Zu Hashlomas Kol Hashas Kulei, Bezei Vayores Uminyone Me'anash. The conclusion and the completion of the entire Shas, of the entire Gemara, Shishas Dorim, the six orders of the Mishnah is the Shas, is the Gemara. And this was done in most cities and most congregations of Lubavitcher Hasidim called Anash, Anshe Shleimenu, translated men of our persuasion. In other words, from our group. Heido al Ha'ovar. So with gratitude for the past, ubakosha al ha'osid, and with a request for the future, that koy yitain v'koy yesif Hashem, may God grant us again the same, and increase it for us. La'ameit libam b'gibayim, to strengthen their hearts among the strong, midei shana b'shana b'gvura shel Torah. The study of Gemara is related to Gvura, where the study of Chumash is related to Chesed. The written Torah is Chesed, the oral Torah is Gevura. So he calls those who study the oral Torah, the Gemara, he calls them strong, the strong, the Gebirim. Ulehidi alimnei adam Gevura shel Torah shebal peh v'keicha eis. And that we should know, men should know, the strength of Torah and the intensity of Torah. Peter shleima ha-melech olav ha-sholim chogra be'ez masneho and shleima ha-melech explained the verse Chagra be'ez masneho, she girds her loins with strength, with ease. The idea of masnayim, what are the loins, the thighs of the legs? The legs hem dover hamaymit kol haguf im hareish hanitza ve'emed aleihem. The legs are basically the support under the body, including the head, which stands upright by being supported by the legs. So the legs do two things for the head or the body. First of all, it keeps the body upright. It gives it its posture, its dignity, its strength, and it also enables it to go where it needs to go. And as it is with the physical body, the same is also true with the godly soul. The true faith in the oneness of God, the Ihu Memalu Kalaman, the Savior of Kalaman, the Les Asar Ponimine. The oneness of God consists of three parts. Firstly, that He fills the world. Secondly, that He transcends the world. And thirdly, that there is no place devoid of Him. L'mayla adin ketzu l'mata adin tachlis. He is high without limit, and He comes down without restraint, all the way down to the lowest levels, the chen l'dalet sitin v'b'chinas ein sef mamish, and the same is to all four directions, without end, literally. In other words, God fills all existence, and therefore, there is only one God, there is nothing besides Him, the chen v'b'chinas shon of a nefesh k'neida. The same is true also, not only of space, but also of time, and also of levels of neshama. so that the oneness of God is experienced in space. In that God is in all places, it is also experienced in time. That God is, was, and will be, and is also experienced in the soul, that every soul recognizes sooner or later, on one level or another, every soul recognizes God. Hine emun azu, so this faith in the oneness of God, nikra b'shem b'chinas masnayim, this is called the legs, because it is dover hamayim nidu mekayim esareish, it is what supports and gives strength to the head. Hu haseichol hamizbeinu numa mikdas b'gdula seinsev baruchu v'b'chinas elam shana nefesh. What is the head? The head is the intelligence that contemplates and thinks deeply about the greatness of God in the three areas of space, time, and soul. So this mind that is trying to understand God's greatness is supported and kept upright by the legs of the soul, so to speak, and that is the faith that the neshama has in the oneness of God. And with God's great kindness and miracles that he shows us, because we are his closest people, the people who are close to him, and so that we can literally cleave to him, as is known from the statement that 1 hour of mitzvahs and tshuva in this world is equal or is better than all the time in the world to come, because the pleasure that the neshama receives in the world to come is only a ray, one aspect of the shechina, and shechina is that part of the Eibishter that is sheichein, that comes down and rests in the lower world, or at least in the world of the neshama. The nivra biyud echad mishmeiz barech, and it is created from the letter yud, from one yud, from God's name. That's what the world to come is all about. Gan Eden, aval tshuva ma'isim tevim, but by tshuva and good deeds, by mitzvahs, karvim Yisrael avim shabashamayim mamish, the Jew becomes close to his Father in heaven. In the literal sense, limuhu seviatzmuse kiviyachol, not to some aspect of shechina, but to the Eibishter himself. Bechinas ein seif mamish, the end, that part of God which is truly endless, and not merely a ray of the shechina. That which is on heaven and earth, that part of God which is on heaven and earth is only a shine of God. But Yarem Keren Le'ame, but he lifts up his people. Keren means it means the horn, but it also means the essence. So Vayarim Keren Li'ame, that what he does for the Jews is much more than Haydei, but it is the Keren, it is to the essence of God. We also say Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvah Savitzivanu, who sanctifies us with his holiness, and not the holiness of Shechina. U'kamayim Haponim, and as the face reflects the face, so by doing this, by having this emunah, he tries to understand God's greatness and thereby give birth to love and fear, love and fear, or fear and love, that he wants to give rise to arouse love and fear that come from understanding, and that's called love and fear of seichel, or tivim, or he wants to at the least arouse the natural love that is in every Jew, to have the heart cry out to God, or in the deeper level of having a love that is consuming and that creates a thirst and a longing. And then, having reached towards God, he recognizes that the purpose and the kavana is to be here on earth and serve God here, so he settles back down into the body, lihiyes pachad Hashem belibe, with a humility, that is fear of God in the heart, the leivish migdulose, and with an embarrassment. He is ashamed of God's greatness, and that causes him to retreat. V'hu b'chinas smol deche, and that's what is meant by the left hand pushes away. It says the right hand should draw near, and the left hand should push away. In other words, God draws us near and pushes us away. Therefore, there is the desire to get closer to God, the zotzi, the advance, and then there's the settling back of the left hand pushing away. And that's the love and the fear of God. Kameshikosu, Matan Teza, as it says in the description of the giving of Teza, Vayyad ha'om vayyanu vayyamdu mezochik. That the people saw, they trembled and they stood off from a distance. And that is the fear of God, v'hem b'chinas hazreiz v'haguf shebenefesh. And this, the love and the fear, are the arms and the body of the soul. In the Hayem Yem, for the third day of Menachem Av, Gimel Menachem Av, the Rebbe writes that from the Sichas of my father, meaning the Rebbe Rashab, it says that then, when Mashiach will come, b'mheira b'yameinu amen, then we will first realize and appreciate the days of Golos, and we will yearn for those days. Because then we will first feel the regret for not having done enough Aveda during the time of Golos. And that's because we will then first realize the great loss that results from failure to do in Aveda. Because now, in the days of Golos, now is the time of Aveda to prepare ourselves properly for the coming of Mashiach, b'mheira b'yameinu, amen.